Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school varsity baseball. We are at Gordon Lemon Field. Tonight's ball game is going to be University High School Trailblazers and Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. They're throwing the ball around the diamond. They've already been introduced. We've had the national anthem. We've had opening prayer. They're getting loose on the diamond right now. The Knights are going to wear the dark blue jerseys, the white pants. Pretty much about the same for university, high school. They're going to wear the dark blue jerseys with the white shoulder sleeves and white pants. And then we'll mention a little bit about this ball game. We'll talk about first the University High School Trailblazers. Trailblazers is class 2A, sectional 43. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Park Tudor High School. In their sectional is Cascade, Covenant Christian, that's out of Indianapolis, Monrovia, Park Tudor, Speedway, University High School. Head of school is Alicia M. LaMagadilone. And the AD is John Walls. The assistant AD is Rhonda Walls. We're going to throw one down a second. We'll catch up where we left off in between innings. We'll mention the Knights on the diamond. Jackson Kane going to do the catching. Pitching tonight is Caden Minnick. Jackson Kane, number 3. Caden Minnick, number 20. At first base, Justin Brady wears number 32. At second base, Owen Munn, number 12. At shortstop, Evan Jeanhart, number 24. In third base, it's Ryan Schumer, number 7. In left field, 14, Tyler Fox. Center field, 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, 25, Carter Johnson. Leading off the ball game, stepping in, right-handed batter, Jake Hooker, wears number 20, plays shortstop. First pitch from Minnick, fouled straight up, maybe playable. It's going to be playable, and a catch made right there at the screen by the first base dugout, Justin Brady, first out in the ball game. Second batter going to step in. It's number 7, Mark Hamby. Mark Hamby plays the catcher position. Another right-handed batter. He'll step in. 2 feet on the rubber. Caden Minnick peers in, looks at signals. Peers in. Here's the wind. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. 0-1 count, no balls, one strike. He'll step back in. That's Mark Hamby for the Trailblazers. Where's number 7? Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick in the wind. Breaking ball. It's going to be a ground ball. Shortstop. Touched there by Evan Jeanhart. He'll throw to first base. It'll be safe at first base. Jeanhart picks it up near second base. Behind. Throws the ball first base to Justin Brady. They're going to call timeout on the field. Catcher going to give way to a courtesy runner. Courtesy runner in the ball game for the catcher. Catcher is Mark Hamby. Runs Cooper Burnett going to do the running. Where's number 5 for the Trailblazers? Going to pitch from the stretch. It's number 20, Caden Minnick. Left-handed pitch, staring right at first base. He's looking in for signals right now. Working at the stretch, now the set position. First pitch, breaking pitch. Finish high, ball 1. At first base, number 5, Cooper Burnett, member of the freshman class, getting a pretty good lead there off the bag. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Pickoff move, first base. Nonchalant, going to throw it right and over the head of Justin Brady. Going to round second base, headed towards third base is Burnett. He'll end up at third base standing. So runner on third base, nobody out, check that, one out in the inning. First batter fouled out, 32, Justin Brady caught it over the screen, left field line by the dugout. Stepping in, number 11, check that. Checking in number 11, Seth Hogg. First pitch, foul ball, cue ball, top of the bat, going to go to his right side, right. Let it come to a complete stop. Justin Brady picks it up. 1 ball, 1 strike. Brenner at third base, top of the first inning. One out, stepping back in. 1-1 count to Seth Hogg. Seth Hogg, first baseman, was number 11. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Drop third strike. And then tag him on to the second strike. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in the rubber. Cade Minnick. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Seth Hogg. Peering in, looking at signals. Cade Minnick out of a set position. Pitch comes in to 1-2. Backdoor curveball, going to strike him out. They'll go down looking, two outs here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. He plays center field. Number 14, Thomas Price. He'll bat in the fourth position for the Trailblazers. Peering in, looking at signals. Cade Minnick. Infield at regular depth. Runner at third base. Working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch. The short hop going to get a piece of the plate. Going to bounce over Jackson Kane. Coming in to score first run of the ball game is number 5, Cooper Burnett. Two outs, nobody on. One ball, no strikes. Step back in, 14, Thomas Price. One ball, no strikes. Working from the windup, Cade Minnick. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 1-0. Fouled out of play over the first base dugout. One ball, one strike, two out. Top of the first inning, one run in. Right-handed batter, 14, the four-hitter, Thomas Price. Here comes the pitch from Minnick. He'll foul this one back. Stay in the box with a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in, number 14, Thomas Price. Ball's in play. Working from the windup, Cade Minnick checking signals. Here comes a wind. Here comes a 1-2 again. High for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Step back in, right-handed batter. On the pitcher's mound, Cade Minnick looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Here comes a 2-2. Swung on, ground ball. Actually going to be caught. Line shot back at Minnick. He'll grab it for the third out here in the top of the first. Top of the first inning. One run, no hits. And one run in for the Trailblazers. Knights coming to the plate. Again, we'll take off where we left off. University High School of Trailblazers. They were founded in 2000. They have a school enrollment of 321. University High School is located at 2825 West 116th Street, Carmel, Indiana, 46032. You can dial them on cell phone 317-733-4475. On the web, you can find them at info@universityhighschool.org. They perform in the Pioneer Conference. That conference was formed in 2009. All schools in the conference are Class 1A IHSAA members. We'll mention in that conference Anderson Prep, Bethesda Christian, Central Christian, Greenwood Christian, Indianapolis Shortridge, International, Liberty Christian, Muncie Burris, Park Tudor, Seton Catholic, University High School. University High School, currently I have him at 14-4, 6-0 in the Pioneer Conference. Head coach, Chris Estep. We'll call him Chris Estep. Chris Estep played National League Baseball. Next game on their agenda will be Wednesday, 5-11. At tomorrow, 5:30, University Trailblazers will be at Anderson Prep Academy. Stepping in, first batter for the Knights. Going to be Carter Johnson. First pitch, Grayson Knight, outside edge, called strike. Grayson Knight on the diamond, he wears number 17. Stepping back in, Carter Johnson, here goes the 0-1 pitch, ground ball in the infield. going to be fielded by the second baseman to throw on to first base. Working there, Owen Shellhays works at the Seth Hall, first out here in the bottom of this first inning. Going to step in, second batter in the lineup for the Knights. Number 24, Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart, right-handed batter, facing the righty, Grayson Knight. First pitch comes in, strike called. Yep, here look at signals once again, stepping in, Evan Deanhart. One out, bottom of the second inning. Pitch comes in, must have been right below the kneecaps, strike called. No balls, two strikes. Let's step back in, adjust the belt. Appearing in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-2. Ground ball in the infield. He'll go second base. Going to be fielded there by Shellhays. He'll throw on to Seth Hall. Seth Hall has to find a bag with his foot for the second out. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup. It's going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn plays second base. He'll step in. Right-handed batter. Going to face the righty. That's Grayson Knight doing the pitching for University High School. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Step 1 foot out, 1 foot in, you'll step back in the box. Owen Munn, Grayson Knight. Pitch comes in low and inside. Count goes 1-1. 1-1 count, you'll step back in. Owen Munn, here comes a wind from Knight. Pitch comes in, right there below the kneecap, strike called. Call him that lowest strike zone. I'd rather see him hit the lowest strike zone than be made to hit the upper strike zone. We'll see what the call is on the upper pitches. Here comes the pitch from Knight. Just reach out in front of him. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging at the end of one. No score. And we'll mention a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights have a school enrollment of 293. They were founded in 1956. They're Class 1A, Sectional 53. Those 16 will play at Lafayette Central Catholic High School at Gordon Lemmy Field. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, Central Catholic Knights. Principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Geno. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. To reach them by telephone at 765-474-2496. You can reach them on the web at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference consists of Benton Central, Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Lafayette Central Catholic. Northwestern, we'll mention in the Northwestern Conference. Leader in the batting category is Tate Mullins. Tate Mullins batting .404, .525 on base percentage. That's for Northwestern. We'll catch that up in a moment. Stepping in, getting ready to bat. Give me number 22, Weber Morse. Weber Morse, the DH in the ballgame for University High School. He'll foul one straight back. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter facing the lefty, Caden Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, broke early. And short hop the glove and get behind Jackson Kane. Count goes 1-1. Nobody out, top of the second inning, no score. Right-handed batter, Weber Morse. Working against him, Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in, short hop the glove. Caden Minnick on the diamond. We mentioned Caden Minnick stepping in here in the ballgame. 16 2/3 inning under his belt. He got three starts. This is number 4. Caden Minnick. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. 2-2 count. Weber Morse, Cade Minnick doing the pitching. Cade Minnick, we'll mention, he faced 72 batters along the way. He's got a 2-0 record. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on, ground ball. We're going to make it through the outfield. Between shortstop and third base, to throw it back in. Goes into the left field, picked up there by Tyler Fox. Going to take off the lower apparatus right there on his ankle. Number 22, Weber Morse, at first base with a base hit. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 2, Brady Redman. Brady Redman, also a right-handed batter. Signals being given, third base coach, Chris Estep. Looking to hit away. Stepping in, number 2, Brady Redman. At first base, doing the running, Weber Morse. Here comes the pitch from Caden Minnick, fouled straight back. No ball, one strike. 0-1 count. Brady Redman, he plays third base for University High School. He'll step back in, right-handed batter. Facing the lefty, Caden Minnick, working from the stretch, now the set, he'll check first base. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in a bit high above the zone. Count goes 1-1. Step back behind the rubber, now step back in. Set first base out of the stretch. Now stepping in the batter's box is Brayden Redman. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check first base. Pitch comes in. About the same spot, just high above the zone. 2-1. Looking at signals. Third base coach, Chris Estep. Stepping back in, right-handed the batter, left-handed pitcher, Caden Minnick. Swinging a miss. 2-2. 2-2 count, the check signals. Third base coach. Working at first base, base runner, 22, Weber Morse, got himself aboard with a single. Working from the stretch, Caden Minnick. In the set position, he'll check first base. Here comes a 2-2. Taking off for second base. Throw to second base. Going to be there in time. We'll see if the tag is dropped the ball. Ball's on the surface. So he slides in. Circumstantial. Doesn't happen right there. So he'll be safe at second base. That's 22. Weber Morse. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick. Working from the stretch, now the set, check second base. Here comes a 3-2, foul back, out of play. 3-2. Batter, 22, number 2, Brady Redman. At second base is 22, Weber Morse. Nobody out, top of the second inning. One-run ball game. University in front, working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 3-2. Pitch comes in just low, just below the strike zone. They'll jog to first base. Runners at first and second base for University High School. Stepping into bat, Owen Shellhase. Shellhase wears number 3, plays second base for the Trailblazers. Just tap the plate, another right-handed batter. Playing just in front of the base at first base is Brady Johnson. Working right there. Pitch comes in, strike call, just in front of first base, Justin Brady. Making the move, going to cover the bunt. Pitch comes in, strike called. Working from the stretch, Caden Minnick, you'll look at second base, out of the stretch. No lead, now he'll get a lead at second base, Weber Morse. Stepping back in, the batter, Owen Shellhase. Working from the stretch, now the set, becomes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Owen Shellhase, number 3, plays second base. Right here is the batters. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Minnick, for the pickoff move at second base. Might have got away with the foot move towards the plate right there. Throws the ball to second base. Safe at second is Morse. Stepping back in, right-handed batter. Owen Shellhase. Peering in, looking at signals. From the set position. Pitch comes in, high and away. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Step back in the rubber. Caden Minnick will check second base out of the stretch. Perrion look at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base. Becomes the 1-2. Breaking pitch. Going to be a ground ball on the infield. Owen Munn flips it to second base. They'll go to first. They'll not get him at first base. They'll go 4-6-3. Owen Munn, Evan Dehart couldn't get him at first base with Justin Brady. Jogging off the diamond, first out in the top of the first, top of the second inning. Run, moving to third base. Next batter in the lineup, going to be number 12, left fielder, Sam Woodward. So fielder's choice at first base is number 3, Owen Schellhase. Looking at signals, third base coach. Get rid of that apparatus. They're going to put the sliding mitt on there at first base. It's number 3, Owen Schellhase. Peering in looking at signals, Caden Minnick. Right-handed batter, Sam Woodward. Working from the set, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. No ball, one strike. Runners on the corners for the Trailblazers. First and third base. One out. Eighth hitter at the plate, Sam Woodward. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch, now the set for Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. High and tight. Ball one. One ball, one strike. A step back into the rubber and look at first base. Working from the stretch, he'll peer in, look at signals. Working from the set position, he'll check first base. Here comes a 1-1. Foul back, out of play. One ball, two strikes. Sam Woodward, batting in the eighth position, wears number 12, playing left field in today's ball game. Signals being given. Third base coach, Chris Estep. Stepping back in, Sam Woodward. Working from a stretch, now the set, Caden Minnick. Here comes a 1-2, taking off for second base, swing and a miss. There's a snap throw down to third base, he's safe, getting back. Going to be a strikeout at the plate, he'll go down swinging and taking the base on the pitch. Right there is Owen Schellhase. Runners at second and third base. Next batter in the lineup, we're going to see number 16, right fielder, Jasper Owens. Jasper Owens, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, Caden Minnick. Pretty long look right there. He'll work from the stretch, now the set position. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball, in there for a strike. Worked its way back in, count goes 0-1. Righty batter facing the lefty pitcher. In the batter's box, Jasper Owens, number 16. On the pitches now, number 20. That's Caden Minnick. Backdoor curveball, just missed. Good frame there by Jackson Kane. Still a ball. One ball, one strike. Sets back in. Jasper Owens, working from the stretch, now the set position. Caden Minnick, here comes a 1-1. Breaking pitch. Finished a bit tight. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Caden Minnick. Jasper Owens. Two aboard. Second and third base. Two out. Top of the second inning. It's a one-run ball game. Trailblazers in front. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Set back in, right-handed batter, facing the lefty, Caden Minnick. Minnick peers in, looks at signals. Working out a stretch, now the set position. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on, he'll foul it back, out of play. Count remains 2-2. You're staying in the batter's box at Jasper Owens. Jasper Owens, right fielder. Where's number 16? He'll step back in. Working from the stretch, working in the set position. That's Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick from his set position. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on. It'll take a drive to right center field. It's going to be called for by Bryn Robbins, and he'll make the catch near the warning track. So, University High School leads two on base. They score no runs. They get a base hit. And at the end of 1.5, Trailblazers 1, Central Catholic Knights 0. Again, we'll mention in the Hoosier Conference, Lafayette Central Catholic. We'll mention, we'll start on Benton Central, Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Lafayette Central Catholic, Northwestern, Rensselaer Central, Tipton, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, Western. And as mentioned in the Hoosier Conference, Northwestern, they're 11-4, 5-3 in the East Division. They're a leader in batting, and I'll say batting in a substantial number of plate appearances. That's Tate Mullins. Tate Mullins, a senior. Plate appearances, 59. Official at-bats, 47. He scored 14 runs. He's got 17 RBI. He's got a home run. He's got 5 doubles. And again, he's batting 404. 525 on base percentage. Central Catholic Knights entered this ballgame, 13 wins, 4 losses. 7-1 in the Hoosier West. Head coach is Tim Bordenay, 1987 graduate, Central Catholic. Next game on the agenda, they'll play tomorrow night, 5-11. That'll be a 6 p.m. start on May 11th. It'll be Seeger Patriots right here at Central Catholic Knights. Next batter in the lineup for Central Catholic going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer batting in the fourth position. He's playing third base. He'll step in, left-handed batter, facing the righty, Grayson Knight. First pitch jumps in there. Fastball called strike. He'll step out and step back in. Ryan Schumer, Grayson Knight. Here comes the 0-1. Pitch comes in, knee high, strike called. No balls, 2 strikes. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter, facing the righty, Grayson Knight. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. He'll adjust the elbow apparatus to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Grayson Knight, here comes the 1-2. The foul one, left side, it's going to be a floater. It's going to be playable and caught by third baseman, Brady Redmond. First out, bottom of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup for Central Catholic is going to be number 32, first baseman, Justin Brady. Justin Brady wears number 32. Had a good play there in the top of the first inning over the foul fence, making a catch. Here comes the pitch from Knight. Ground ball in the infield. He goes left side. He'll be fielded by the third baseman. He'll throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out. Brady Redmond to Seth Hall. 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup, we're going to see the DH. Designated hitter is number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Looking at signals, third base coach, hand clap from Coach Bordenay. Just step back in. First time tonight, T.J. Bell working against Grayson Knight. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Grayson Knight, he's familiar with the pitching rubber. He pitched well a year ago. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Right there on time is T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter. Here comes the wind. Going to foul one. Foul one straight back. Count goes 1 ball. Excuse me. No balls, 2 strikes. Once again, T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, lefty pitcher, Grayson Knight. Pitch comes in low for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 outs, bottom of the second inning. Step back in, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Curve breaking ball, it'll swing away, he'll foul it. He'll just get back near the wall there, towards the third base side. He'll step back in. 1 ball, 2 strikes. He'll line up for that pitch once again, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Just underneath it, the Knights. Down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. And they'll work from there. And we thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. And we'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall. Providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com, since 2008. Doing the ball around the diamond. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. You can ask about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. They throw the ball around the infield. I'll put it back in the glove of Caden Minnick. First batter going to step in. Leadoff batter in the ballgame. Jake Hooker plays a shortstop position. Where's number 20? Jake Hooker batting 377 on the season. 444 on base percentage. He leads the team with, he's tied for the lead with 20 hits on the season. Here comes the first pitch from Minnick. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Let it go by. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. He'll step back in. Jake Hooker working from the windup. Caden Minnick peering and looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Backdoor curveball. Ground ball. Infield. Fielded by Evan Dienhart. He'll throw across the diamond. First out here in the top of the third. They'll go Dienhart to Brady. The jog off the diamond. Next batter in the lineup for University High School is going to be the catcher, number 7, Mark Hamby. Mark Hamby going to step in, batting 467 on the season. On base percentage, 543. He's got 9 RBI. He's got a home run. To step in, right-handed batter facing the lefty, Caden Minnick. Backdoor curveball. He'll take a drive to the outfield. Going to back up Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins going to reach back, make the catch at the base. That's near the front edge of the warning track. Second out here in the top of the third inning. Next batter in the lineup for University High School going to be the first baseman, number 11, Seth Hogue. That's H-O-G-G, Seth Hogue. Seth Hogue working there on the diamond. Where's number 11? He's batting 324. Steps in with a 519 on base percentage. 16 RBI. He scored 13 runs. He leads the team with 3 home runs, batting in the third position. First pitch comes in, ball high. 1 ball, no strikes. Working from the windup, Caden Minnick peers in, looking at singles. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, going to be a line drive rope right at Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox makes the catch in left field. So the second and third inning, top of the third, no runs. No hits, nobody left on base. At the end of 2.5, Finch will mention University High School 1, Central Catholic 0. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, since 1955, located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut, or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So let's step back in and put the ball in the glove of Grayson Knight. Grayson Knight doing the pitching here on the diamond. Where's number 17? He entered this ball game with 28 innings under his belt, just behind number 20. That's Jake Hooker with 28 2/3. We'll mention Greg tonight. 4 wins, 1 loss, a 1.75 ERA. He's given up 17 hits entering the ballgame. Stepping in, Caden Minnick, he'll foul one left side over the dugout. Strike one of the foul ball. Just set back in, Caden Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes a wind from Grayson Knight. Going to be a line shot through the shortstop. Going to be fielded right there through across the diamond. Be a low throw or be picked up there by first baseman Seth Hogg. The play made by Jake Hooker at shortstop. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to step in, batting in the 8th position for the ninth. Does the catching. Here comes the wind from Knight. Breaking pitch. Just missed. Ball one. Count goes 1 ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Jackson Kane. Here comes the wind. Swing and a miss. Might have been a foul tip in the glove. Nevertheless, swing and a miss. Strike one. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Here comes the wind. Here comes the pitch. Becoming a strike home. Right here at the bottom of the zone. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Jackson Kane, Grayson Knight. Pitch comes in, you'll watch it go by. You'll go down looking. Second out here in the bottom of the third inning. Jackson Kane might have been in disbelief. Stepping into bat is going to be Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Tyler Fox going to step in, made a good play in that third out, top half of the inning in left field. Pitch comes in, ball outside. 1 ball, no strikes. A step back in, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, 6-1. Here comes the pitch. He takes a line drive, rope base hit between second base and first base. They'll get to right field. It's picked up right there by Jasper Owens. Tyler Fox gets himself aboard with 2 outs. Base hit on the diamond. Next batter going to step in. Going to be the one-hitter, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson going to step in. Carter Johnson batting 261. That's in 72 at-bats. 46 official at-bats. 479 on-base percentage. Working out a stretch, now the set. They check first base over the right shoulder. They check it over the left shoulder. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Step 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signal being given, third base coach, Coach Tim Bourdonnais. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of the third inning. Breaking pitch in their back door for a strike. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Checking signals once again. Tyler Fox going to get a lead there at first base. Checking him out of a stretch position. Grayson Knight checks again. Here comes the pitch. Low, short off the glove. Good stop right there by Mark Hamby. Hamby saving a base run right there from Fox to second base. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1 counter check. First base out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Going to get by. Going to be stopped there by the home plate umpire. Let's check on him. Taking second base. Right there on the misplayed baseball. Home plate umpire gonna walk this one off. Pitch came in. Might have been off the glove of Jackson, not sure. Gonna get him right there, maybe in an unprotected area. We'll hope not. He's being talked to right now, both first base coach Johnson, third base coach Bourdonnais. Talking to the home plate umpire at the University High School. Have a meeting right there on the pitcher's mound. They're going to do without one infielder, maybe a couple. They're going to walk back. He's going to get a drink of water right there, home plate umpire. It's all about umpires. I tell you what, umpires are necessary. Calling out to all of you, baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana. If you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the diamond might be waiting for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires, male or female. That could be baseball or softball. to look into becoming an umpire, simply call the offices of IHSAA 317-846-6601. 317-846-6601. They'll resume working from the stretch. Great tonight. Check second base. Pitch comes in. Ground ball. Fielded by the first baseman. You'll rely on the pitcher. Great tonight covers to get the put out. Three outs. They leave one on base. Tyler Fox gets a base hit. At the end of three, no score right there for Central Catholic. It's 1-0. University High School in front. Again, we thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Or online at FTCSales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. You can visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. You can find them at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. It's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. You can make your way around Frankfort. It's maneuverable. And you can find them at 1601 McKinley Avenue. They throw the ball around the diamond. They put it back in the glove of Cade Minnick. Next batter going to step in for University High School. Where's number 14? Back in the fourth spot. He's center fielder, Thomas Price. Thomas Price going to step in, batting 435 on the season. 544 on base percentage. He'll step in, plays baseball. He also runs cross country. Right-handed batter facing the lefty, Cade Minnick. Pitch comes in, short off the plate. Ball one. 14, the four-hitter, Thomas Price. On the pitcher's mound, Central Catholic. Right there is Cade Minnick. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Short hop by Ryan Schumer. Kept it in front of him. Couldn't catch on a short hop. Couldn't make a throw. Runner at first base is number 14, Thomas Price. Thomas Price is going to set back right there at first base. He'll do the base running. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Designated hitter going to step in, Weber Morse. Got himself aboard, first time at the plate. Weber Morse was 22. Weber Morse steps in, batting 200 on the season. 451 on base percentage. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Third base, fielded by Schumer. He'll thought about a throw to second base. He'll throw to cross the diamond. And Justin Brady makes a good pickup for the first out here in the top of the fourth. So we draw back to the dugout. It's Weber Morse. Moving over to second base. Right there is Thomas Price. Next batter in the lineup, we're going to see number 2, Brady Redmond. Plays third base. Number 2, Redmond, batting 318 on the season. 434 on base percentage. He's got 9 RBI. Step in. Right-handed batter facing Cade Minnick. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Finish high. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Runner at second base for University High School. Peering in, looking at signals, working out the stretch. He'll check second base. Here comes the pickoff move at second base. He'll hold the baseball, not make a throw. Evan Jeanhart is going to take the throw there, getting back safely. Is 14, Thomas Price. Peering in, looking at signals. In the batter's box, Weber Morris. Working out the set. Pitch comes in. Fouled back. Put new ball in play. It jogged back to second base. One ball, one strike. One out, top of the fourth inning. A one-run ball game. University in front. Working from the right-handed batter's box. Thomas Price. Out of the set. Manny, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in the first strike. Trying to take third base. They're going to get him called out. They're going to call him out at third base. Throw comes him. Ryan Schumer, about waist high, brought the ball down, put his tag on him. Chrissy steps and have conversation right there off the ball, right there, foul territory with his player, Thomas Price. Two outs, top of the fourth inning, still in the batter's box, Thomas Price. One ball, two strikes, here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball, swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. They leave no one on base. And at the end of three and a half, University High School 1, Central Catholic Knights 0. So we'll mention again, this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting loose, getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Central Catholic Knights, University High School, Trailblazers, playing baseball on a Tuesday early evening. They're going to put the ball in the glove right there, Grayson Knight, at the pitcher's mound. Stepping in, next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Going to step in. It's going to be number 24, Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart, the shortstop, going to step in the bat right now. Evan Deanhart, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. First pitch comes in low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Deanhart steps back in, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Pitch comes in right there at the bottom of the zone. Deanhart not so sure. One ball, one strike. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. They take a drive and go to right field. They're going to drop in, but foul. Foul ball right at the first baseline. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. They put a different ball in play. They'll toss that one out. 1-2 count, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning, one-run ball game. University High School got one in the top of the first. Ground ball in the infield, high hop, would be fielded by the third baseman. They throw across the diamond, get the put out. It's Brady Redman across the diamond to Seth Hogg. First out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Where's number 12, Owen Munn, second baseman. Owen Munn will miss it on the season. Owen Munn stepping in. Where are you batting? 356, 424 on base percentage. He's got two doubles. He's got a home run along the way. First pitch comes in, ball one. Step back in, tap the plate. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Grayson Knight. Pitch comes in high, reach back for some more velocity. No balls, two strikes. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Stepping back in, 0-1 9. Here comes a wind. Swing and a miss. Right on time. No ball, excuse me. Stepping back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Grayson Knight, 0-1 9. Backdoor curveball. I should say right at him. Then you go through a jump shot. Jump hop from third base, make the throw. Safe at first base. Not sure he would have been safe had that ball been caught. Pretty good jump move, athletic move at third base by Brady Redman. Something new. So they'll work it right there. He did invent the wheel, but that looked good. safe at first base? No, no look, didn't see if there's an H or an E on the scoreboard. Doesn't matter. At first base is 0-9. Peering in, looking at the signals. He's looking at first base out of stretch. Stepping in the bat, Ryan Schumer. Here comes the pitch. Could be hit by a pitch. He'll turn the back. They get it on the gluteus maximus. They'll jog down to first base. Can he deliver a baseball? Umpire. They'll take one out. To Grayson Knight. Owen Munn jogs to second base. At first base is Ryan Schumer. Grayson Knight taps himself on the chest as he looks to Ryan Schumer. Time out on the diamond. Pitching coach going to come out and have a conversation with the infield right there at the pitcher's mound. Bottom of the fourth inning. Two aboard. One out. We thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion. To prove her professionalism, let Lisa surpass your expectations. Working from the stretch, looking at second base, down the set. Pitch comes in, ball away. Justin Brady steps in, one ball, no strikes, 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Runners at first and second base. Justin Brady on the season batting .261. On base percentage, .479. Checks second base out of set. Checks it again. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be off Brady in the batter's box. It dribbles out in front of the pitcher's mound. Going to call it a swinging strike to a foul ball. One ball, one strike. He'll step back in. Tap the plate. Left-handed batter, Justin Brady. Peering in, looking at signals. Grayson Knight. Looks at second base out of stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Low and away. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Runners aboard at first and second base. Out of the set position. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Fastball right down the pipe. Two balls, two strikes. Left-handed batter facing the righty. That's Justin Brady. Grayson Knight checks second base. Ground ball, left side, going to be foul territory. Be picked up there by the third baseman, Brady Redmond. He'll toss it back to Grayson Knight. He'll end up in the hands of the umpire, field umpire. He tosses it back, a couple hands, right there to Knight. He'll step back up on the rubber. He'll step in. 2-2 count. Justin Brady, Grayson Knight. Check second base. Take a drive. It's going to go bounce in. It's going to be a base hit right in the right field line. Picked up right there by the right fielder. They're going to score one. They're going to get down. They're going to end up at third base. Over there at third base. Ryan Schumer. So base hit. RBI off the bat of Justin Brady. Next bat in the lineup is going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going to step in. T.J. Bell on base percentage of .295. He's got 8 runs scored. He's got 8 RBI. He's got 3 doubles on the season. He's walked 6 times. He struck out 8 times. Right-handed batter facing the right. Grayson Knight, T.J. Bell. Of the set position, here's the pitch. Going to pop one up. Foul territory, straight back. Going to go out of play. One ball, no balls, one strike. Step out of the box, look at signals. No balls, one strike, one out. One run in, tie ball game. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch, taken off the second base is working Justin Brady. He's in the hood out right there. He's going to score a run. It'll give up an out with Justin Brady to get the run scored. So from third base, coming in to score. 2-1 ball game, Knights 2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping back in, T.J. Bell. Back on the rubber, peering in, looking at signals, working out the windup. Is number 17, Grayson Knight. Here comes the 0-1. Going to swing on. He's going to take one to the outfield. Going to back up the center fielder. Going to make the put out there in center field. Number 14, Thomas Price. But T.J. Bell gets a lot of it. Put some air underneath, and it's caught in center field by Thomas Price. At the end of four, Knights going to leave one on base. And they pick up two runs. I should say, they pick up two runs in the inning. At the end of four, it's a 2-1 ball game. Knights in front. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We thank you for tuning in, listening to high school sports right here on the Diamond. And again, we thank you for your support. And I've got to mention they're bringing the ball around the Diamond right now, throwing the baseball around, getting some warm-up pitches. They're talking it over right there, getting some final pitches here in the top of the fifth inning. University High School got a bat here in the top of the fifth. Getting some warm-up tosses right there. It's Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick stepping in. They're going to throw one down to second base. Looks to the left side, Deanhart. They're going to work there on the diamond. Getting ready to bat for University. University Trailblazer. Second baseman is going to step in. Where's number three? Owen Shellhouse. Shellhase, I should say. Owen Shellhase, where's number three? He's batting 213 on the season. 302 on base percentage. He's got 7 RBI. He also has a home run. Right-handed batter facing the lefty. Caden Minnick. Here comes the wind. Pitch comes in. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes. In the batter's box, number three, Owen Shellhase. Shellhase playing second base. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in just above the zone. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. A step back in the on the rubber. Peering in with the signals. From catcher, Jackson Kane. Here comes a wind to Shellhase. Just above the zone, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Step back in. Right-handed batter facing the lefty, Caden Minnick. Here comes the wide. Pitch comes in high for ball four, a four-pitch walk issued to number three, Owen Shellhase. He'll remove the batting gloves. Jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 12.
How about in the left fielder number 12?
That's Sam Woodward. Sam Woodward playing left field. We're number 12 in the batting department. He's got an average of 295. On base percentage of 446. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Tim Bordenay going to walk out, have conversation with his infield. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales, buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on the Facebook, Larson and FANG Suns Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. So they're going to jog down back down to first base. Doing the base running at first base, going to be Owen Shellhays, guys double board, a four-pitch walk. Stepping in the bat, Sam Woodward, number 12, left fielder. He's short off the glove, good block by Jackson Kane. Shellhays thought about going to second and then thought again. So stepping off the back of the rubber right there, number 20, Caden Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals. Modest lead there at first base for Shellhays. Working out a stretch. Now the set, he'll check first base. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Caden Minnick, somewhat looking to be guiding the baseball. Caden Minnick going to be a timeout on the diamond. Jackson Kane going to jog out and talk with his pitcher. That's Jackson Kane, Caden Minnick, having a conversation right there on the diamond. Nobody out, two balls, no strikes. To the eight hitter, that's Sam Woodward. Sam Woodward in the batter's box here momentarily. Jackson Kane going to jog back behind the dish. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out, have a conversation at the pitcher's mound. I'll have a conversation right there. Caden Minnick. Coach Bordenay, what mission? This game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com on the webpage. And inside, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. They're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation at Reynolds Farm Equipment is Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. We're making Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Jogging off the diamond. Right there. Boutel. Gavin Boutel. Getting warmed up there on the diamond. We're mixing Ryan Schumer now doing the pitching for the Knights. Right-handed pitcher. Ryan Schumer stepping in. We're mixing Ryan Schumer 6 innings under his belt. This is coming into last night's game. Ryan Schumer faced 26 batters. We're mixing. He has no record, no wins, no losses. He's got 2 saves and 2 save opportunities. Working right there on the diamond. He has walked 2. He struck out 13. He's allowed 1 run, and it was an earned run. Working on the diamond right there, Ryan Schumer. Taking over the third base duties for the Knights is number 15, Billy Owens. Billy Owens out there at third base. Getting some final warm-up tosses right there. Getting ready for baseball. Nobody out. 2 balls, no strikes. This batter going to belong to Caden Minnick. Stepping up on the rubber, going to work from the stretch. Stepping in. Looking at signals, Ryan Schumer. Stepping back in, Sam Woodward. First pitch comes in, strike called. 2 balls, 1 strike. Looking at signals, third base coach, Chris Estep. Chris Estep played for the Carmel Greyhounds. Coach Bordenay played for the Central Catholic Knights. Pitch comes in low for a ball. 3 balls, 1 strike. 3-1 count, stepping out of the box, looking at signals. Just a couple given, stepping back in the rubber. Number 7, Ryan Schumer, out of stretch, checks first base, checks it again. In the set position. Pitch comes in, must have been just above the zone. that walked down to first base are jogged down. Two runners aboard first and second base. So Sam Woodward at first base, Owen Shellhase at second base. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 16. He bats left-handed, Jasper Owens. Jasper Owens batting 467 on the season. 553 on base. Here comes the pitch. Trying to put a bunt down. Looks like he offered it. It's going to be a foul tip. Foul tip, got a piece of it. The bunt offering. No balls, one strike. One foot in, one foot out, and check signals. Third base coach, nobody out. Runners at first and second base for the Trailblazers. Working from the stretch, now the set to check the base. Back to a curveball in there for a strike. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Jasper Owens. There's number 16, left-handed batter, facing Ryan Schumer. Working out a stretch, now the set, check second base twice. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball, going to get by Jackson. Kane, trying to back in that outside low pitch. Moving 90 feet forward are the base runners. Woodward at second, Owen Shellhase at third base. Walking back to the pitching rubber, walk up on the dirt now. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in, left-handed batter, Jasper Owens. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a set position, he checks second base. Backdoor curveball, he'll poke one. For a little shortstop, caught in the air. Runners on second and third, so catch is made by Devin DeHart. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in. Shortstop Jake Hooker. Race number 20 going to step in third time in the ballgame. Number 20, Jake Hooker. Batting 377. Stepping off the back of the rubber, Ryan Schumer. Timeout on the diamond. Walking out, Coach Bordenay. Have conversation with his infield. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit them at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call them at 765-654-7777. They offer bank finance or easy, low payment plan. You can visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, Frankfort, Indiana. Getting some warm-up pitches right there on the pitcher's rubber is number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart stepping in here in the top of the fifth inning, one out. Evan Jeanhart on the season, we'll mention. 7 2/3 innings under his belt, we'll mention. He's played in four games. This is number 5. He's faced 40 batters along the way. He's got a 1-win, 1-loss record. He's given up just 2 hits, 4 runs, and only one of those runs was earned. He's walked 9, struck out 7. That's Evan Jeanhart. He gets the baseball here. He's taking some warm-up pitches in the rubber right there. 2 base runners aboard. 2nd and 3rd base. Right there at 2nd base, Sam Woodward, number 12. And at third base, Owen Shellhase, number 3. Getting ready for baseball. Stepping in. Good bat. Number 20, Jake Hooker. He's the one hitter. He led off the ball game. Working from the stretch. Now the set. You check third base. Breaking pitch. And they're just missed. Cross the dish a bit high. One ball, no strikes. He'll step back in, tap the plate. Peering in, looking at signals, Evan Jeanhart. Out of the set, you check third base. Breaking pitch, be a high fly ball. going to be playable. It's going to land a foul ball as Owen Munn laid out to catch it. Couldn't quite reach it. So the runners will jog back to their respective bases. Owen Munn giving it a run right there. So one strike on the batter. One ball, one strike to Jake Hooker. Jake Hooker out of the box, checking out signals. Third base coach, E-step right there. He'll step back in. Jake Hooker. Ball's in play. One ball, one strike, one out. Working from the set position. Pitch comes in. Curveball just missed. Must have just missed. Count goes 2-1. We're working third base, first baseline, I should say, outside the fence area. We're behind third first base, about 30 feet. Pitch comes in from Dehart. They'll pop one up on the infield. It's going to be called for by Owen Munn. He'll make the catch going backwards. They'll tag up at third base. Coming in to try to score, and he will. Going to tie the ball game. That's number 3, Owen Shelley, tagging up from third base. Owen Munn made the catch as he was going backwards. Tagging up from third base, Shelley ties the ball game. Two runs each. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 2 out. Going to be an RBI off the bat of Jake Hooker. Next batter in the lineup going to be Mark Canby. Timeout on the diamond. Conversation taking place. Work back to the dugout. Coach Bourdain, home plate umpire. Ball replenishment. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 7, Mark Canby. Mark Canby does the catching for University Trailblazers. Mark Canby wears number 7. Working from the stretch, now in the set position, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in, foul ball. He'll take it right side out of play. No balls, one strike, Mark Canby. Mark Canby on the season batting .467. This is in 17-game stats for University Trailblazers. I have him at 14-4. Stepping back to rubber, here's the pitch. The foul one back, out of play. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Mark Canby, on base percentage is .543. He's got 9 RBI on the season. He scored 4 runs. One of those runs was a home run. Set back in, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Evan Dehart. A set, here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Turn goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, 2 outs. Right-handed batter, Mark Canby, Evan Dehart. Going to pop one. It'll be a foul ball. It's going to float. Going to give it a chase. It'll land in playable territory, but a long run for Carter Johnson. Salt it back in. Evan Dehart holding a different baseball. Let's step back in the rubber. Again, the 1-2 pitch here momentarily. Stepping back out, and Mark Canby to step back in. Runner at second base. That's number 12, Sam Woodward. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-2. Going to get by the glove of Jackson Kane. Runner over taking third base. Number 12, Sam Woodward. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the fifth inning. One run in. Tie ball game, 2-2. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, now the set. It comes to 2-2. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielding a shortstop, Hudson Gutwine. They'll go a high throw. It's going to get to the screen. Just off the glove of Justin Brady. Run comes in to score. Safe at first base is Mark Canby. He does the catching. He'll jog off the diamond, put his gear on. Jogging out, courtesy runner. Once again, for University Trailblazers, they're at first base, doing the running. Excuse me, is number 5, Cooper Burnett. Cooper Burnett runs bases for the catcher, Mark Canby. Stepping back in, going to bat. Seth Hogue was number 11. Tried to check his swing.
You may have got that check, and they're not going to ask. So one ball, no strikes. Two outs, top of the fifth inning. Peering over, looking at first base. Out of the set, Dienhart. Breaking pitch, misses high. Two balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Dienhart checks first base, out of the stretch, now the set. Taking off for second base. Going to be a throw to second base by Jackson King. Safe at second base is number 5, Cooper Burnett. 3 balls, no strikes. Runner at second base, 2 out. 1 run in. 3-2 ball game. University in front. Right-handed batter steps back in. Seth Hogue. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in low for ball 4. Jogging down to first base, that's number 11, Seth Hogue. Over at second base, the courtesy runner, number 5, Cooper Burnett. Next batter to the lineup, Thomas Price, wears number 14. Batting 435 on the season, 544 on base percentage. Working out of the set, here comes the pitch. The pop one skyward, it's going to be on the infield. It's going to be called for by Owen Munn. He'll make the catch a few steps out into the grass. So, they come up with one run. They leave a couple on base. University High School goes out in front. 3-2 ball game over Central Catholic. Central Catholic going to bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Gaines Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts at 1110 South Peru Street at Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They're working right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We are thankful this game is being brought to you by sponsorships. We are thankful bringing this game to you, this IHSAA varsity baseball game, brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Reynolds Farm Equipment, Tigers Bakery and Deli, Larson & Sons, Target Sports, Main Street, Sheridan. Caden Minnick, going to bat right here, re-entering the ballgame. Left-handed batter, he's going to step in. Caden Minnick, where's number 20? On the season, 333 average, 422 on-base percentage. They take a first pitch strike. Call strike. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Lefty batter, righty pitcher, Grayson Knight. Going to take a line drive. Go the other way. It'd be a foul ball. It was a frozen rope. Just right of Coach Bordenay. So working back on the rubber. Peering in. Looking at signals. No balls, two strikes. Caden Minnick, Grayson Knight. You're going to foul one off. Back out of play. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Working right there on the diamond. Caden Minnick, Grayson Knight. Breaking pitch. Going to be dropped third strike. He'll take off for first base. Going to be a high throw. Caden Minnick going to round the base. Going to go to second base. They'll make another throw. It's going to go into left field. Staying at second base. Caden Minnick. Thrown back in left field. Sam Woodward. The next batter in the lineup is going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane does the catching for the Knights. Jackson Kane will step in the batter's box. Batting 214, he's got 532 on base percentage. He's got 5 RBI. He's got 3 doubles. He's walked 17 times. He struck out 13. He'll square the bunts. He'll put a bunt down right back at the pitcher. But he's probably getting this short second base, and he'll get the put out. Getting off the base here. It'll be an airborne bunt attempt back at the pitcher. And they throw back to second base before Caden Minnick could get back. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Going to step in, number 14, the left fielder, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox batting .333 on base percentage. Got himself aboard last time at the plate. Pitch comes in fastball. A home plate umpire checks with Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to step back in. One ball, no strikes, two outs, bottom of the fifth. Pitch comes in, strike called. One ball, one strike. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter, taps the plate, steps back in. Grayson Knight doing the pitching for University. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth, peering in, looking at signals. Grayson Knight, Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch, finished low. Good backhand stop by Mark Hamby, the catcher for the Trailblazers. Step behind the rubber, a step back on the rubber. Peering in, pitching from the windup, Grace Knight, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox right on time, swinging a miss. They'll go down swinging. The Knights leave no one on base. They come up with no runs. At the end of five innings, University Trailblazers, 3. Central Catholic Knights, 2. Again, we mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Let's throw the ball around the diamond, around the infield. Knight's going to go center. Going into shortstop position. Elsner's going to go in and play shortstop. And then Tyler Fox is going to come out of the ball game. Going to go out left field. Throwing the ball around. Carter Johnson going to move to left field. Caden Minnick now in right field. Center field going to remain Bren Robbins. So they bring the ball up to put it in the glove of Evan Jeanhart. They'll move it around right there. And they'll work it from the windup. Then the top of the sixth inning. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be number 22, Weber Morse. Weber Morse batting in place of the pitcher. Number 17, Grayson Knight. Here comes the first pitch from Jeanhart. Breaking pitch, broke low and away. One ball, no strikes. Step back on the rubber, peering in looking at signals. Evan Jeanhart. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter. Stepping back in. Weber Morse. Weber Morse was 22. Pitch comes in, strike called. Let it go by, count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, 2 feet on the rubber, here comes the wind from Jeanhart. Pitch comes in, must have just missed inside. Jeanhart adjusts the cap. 3 balls, one strike. A step back, here comes the wind, here's a 3-1. High for ball 4. We'll remove the ankle apparatus. He'll jog down to first base. Weber Morse. Next batter in the lineup, Brady Redman. Brady Redman was number 2. Going to step in, batting .318. .434 on base. He's got 9 RBI, 16 runs scored. Just square to bunt. You pull the bat back, a ball. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. a 3-2 ball game. University in front, working from the stretch. Yeah, top fly on the infield. Going to be called by Justin Brady. It's going to be a foul territory catch. He'll get the put out. One out here in the top of the sixth. Next batter going to enter the ball game. That's number 3, Owen Shellhase. Shellhase, where's number 3? Playing second base. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, working from the stretch, Evan Dehart. Out of set position. Curveball, stayed high, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Step back in the rubber. Taking signal, now stepping back in is Shellhase. Working from the stretch position, now the set. Pitch comes in tight for a ball. Count goes 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Evan Dehart peering in out of the stretch, looking at signals. Ball in the right hand, glove in the left. Ball and glove come together. Pitch comes in just below the zone. Count goes 3 balls, no strikes. 3-0 count. Step back in the rubber. Turn in looking at signals. Right-handed batter. Right there. Owen Shellhouse. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Shellhouse. Going to toss the bat towards the dugout. 3 balls, 1 strike. Kind of a delayed call here on the diamond. Want the outfield to see what the call is. Here's the pitch. Going to take a line drive rope. Going to bounce one time. Center field, Bren Robbins. Almost could try to get the fourth out at second base. He elects not to. Base hit off the bat for number 3, Owen Shellhouse. Going to call timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden ain't going to walk out. Going to meet with his pitcher, and the infield going to be called in. They'll talk it over right there. And again, we'll mention, this ball game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. We're going to bring back to pitch. We're going to bring Brian Schumer back to the pitcher's mound. He's taking some warm-up tosses right now on the diamond. Lisa Stokes Bear, we'll mention, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, the number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So Ryan Schumer back in, get some warm-up tosses, a home plate, infield umpire getting together, having a conversation, taking some warm-up pitches from third base over there, getting warmed up. One out here in the top of the sixth inning, working right here on the diamond. Jackson King, warming up Ryan Schumer. Working over at third base. Getting some tosses in. Let's throw that infield ball back in. Getting ready for a batter. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Next batter in the lineup, he's going to bring a baseball in with him. It'll be a right-handed batter. Sam Woodward. Right-handed batter, Sam Woodward, left fielder. Back in the eighth position. Working from the stretch, Ryan Schumer peers in. Now the set position, checks second base. First pitch in there for a strike. Wanted to check the swing, not much of a check. Ball goes by. 0-1 count to Woodward. No balls, one strike, working from the stretch, set second base, out of set. breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Runners first and second base for University. Working from the stretch, set position. 0-2 misses outside. Ball one, count goes one ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter steps back in, taps the plate. Sam Woodward. Woodward batting .295 on the season, .446 on base percentage. Pitch comes in, he'll foul it back, out of play. It's got a bit of screen there. They'll track it down. One ball, two strikes. Sam Woodward plays left field. Checking signals. Where's number 12? Very few signals given. Step back in, working from the stretch. Now the set, he checks second base. Becomes a pitch. Outside of ball. Good block by Jackson Kane. Came out of the crouch position. Maneuvered right side. You know, jogged out. Have short conversation right there with Ryan Schumer. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Top of the sixth inning. Runners at first and second base for the Trailblazers. Working there at first base is Owen Shellhouse. Shellhouse, I should say. Number 22 at second base, Weber Morse. First and second base, stepping back in, Sam Woodward. Two balls, two strikes, out of a set position. Ryan Schumer. Breaking pitch, broke low and away. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. A step back in, tap the plate, back in the rubber. This is Ryan Schumer, peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, here comes the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be right fielder, number 16, Jasper Owens. Jasper Owens wears 16. He's batting .467 on the season, .553 on base percentage. Jasper Owens, 16 runs, 11 RBI. He also has a home run. Left-handed batter facing a righty to take a drive to the outfield. It's going to be played on right there in right field, backing up to make the catch. This Caden Minnick. So they need two aboard here in the top of the sixth inning. They come up with no runs. At the end of 5.5, University 3, Central Catholic 2. We'll mention internet radio. High school sports, listen to IHSAA live audio sports. We bring the game to you. You can listen live or you can listen later. That's putmeinsports.com, football, baseball, basketball. High school varsity sports. We thank you for tuning in to Put Me In Sports. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com on the web. And you can find Titus Bakery and Deli. They're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. The hours of operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment is Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. You can reach them right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in, Carter Johnson taps the plate. One hitter for Central Catholic. Here comes the first pitch, Grayson Knight. Curveball, breaking pitch, going to be nailed to the shortstop. He'll make the pickup to throw on the first base for the first out. That's Owen Shellhouse to Steph Hogg. One out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in for Central Catholic. It's going to be number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart going to step in. Got a batting average at .426, .534 on base percentage. First pitch comes in, bottom of the zone, called strike. Evan Jeanhart entering this ballgame, 59 plate appearances, 47 at-bats. Pitch comes in, bottom of the zone. Strike two called. Working from the windup, Grayson Knight. Evan Jinghong will take a somewhat of a practice swing. Now the block is set back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. You get a piece of it, he'll foul this one back. Count remains 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Evan Jinghong, 10 runs scored. He got 10 RBI on the season. He got 19 singles. Pitch comes in high for a ball. He reached back for some more MPH. Release point wasn't quite where he wanted it. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Evan Jinghong, he's got a double on the season. 9 base on balls. Pitch comes in low for ball two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Right-handed batter, Evan Jinghong. Working from the windup. Nice. Let's take a little bit off of it. Low for ball three. 3 balls, 2 strikes. A step back in. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Low for ball four. Evan Jinghong going to jog to first base. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, second baseman. Owen Munn going to step in, batting 356 on the season. 424 on base percentage. He scored 15 runs. He's got 13 RBI. Here comes the first pitch out of the stretch and out of the set. Grayson Knight. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Evan Jinghong at first base. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Stepping back in. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out of the stretch and out of the set. Grayson Knight. Long set. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Must have been just outside. One ball, one strike. Let's step back in. Owen Munn. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch. Checks first base. Set position. Breaking pitch. Going to be off the bat. Going to get Owen Munn in the batter's box. Foul ball. It's going to appear on the left side. I believe it did. Out in front of the screen. Picked up there by third baseman, Brady Redman. So that answers in baseball. One ball, two strikes. Owen Munn checking signals out of the box. One out at first base is Evan Jinghong. Going to get a lead there off of first base. 1-2 count to Owen Munn. Here's the pitch from Grayson Knight. Low and away for ball two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, checking signals. Let's check back in. Both feet in the box. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Right-handed pitcher, Grayson Knight. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Long set. To step off the back. To step off the back, keep both hand and glove in together. As he steps off the back. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. Down goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Checking signals and step back in. Tap the plate far and near, working from the stretch, Grayson Knight. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball 4. A jog down to first base. A step on the bag right there. Runners at first and second base. Timeout on the diamond. Next batter in the lineup going to be the pitcher, Ryan Schumer. We'll miss him. We thank you for listening. And we'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit them at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. 877. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. You can visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Brian Schumann in a step in, left-handed batter, tap the plate. Working on the stretch, now the set position. Knight. Breaking pitch, going to finish low, ball one. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. At first is Owen Munn, number 12, at second base. Number 24, Evan Zienhark, working out of the stretch, Grayson Knight to Ryan Schumer. He's going to take a drive, going to try to get the gap, going to get over, going to be a good catch in right field. They're not going to get the tag up. They thought the ball was going to be over the head, and a nice catch made in right field. Casper Owens.
First baseman, number 22. Definitely.
Next bat in the lineup, in a bat with two outs, Justin Brady. Justin Brady looking at signals. It's a hand clap signal. He'll step in. Runners again at second, first and second base. Owen Munn, Evan Zienhart. Working out of the stretch, Grayson Knight. Check second base, Salvador Set. Check second base again. Here comes the first pitch to Brady. Strike called. Bottom of the zone. Let it go by. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Justin Brady, Grayson Knight in the set position. Here's the pitch. They're swinging a low pitch. They're going to thought about taking third base. Elected not to. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Justin Brady taps the plate. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Grayson Knight. Out of the set, he'll check second base. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he'll go down swinging. Knight leaves two aboard. They come up with no runs. At the end of six innings, University in front, 3-2 over Central Catholic. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number, 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports right there in Sheridan, Indiana. So they're working the ball around the diamond, getting some final warm-up pitchers right there, pitchers mound, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer getting some final tosses here before the top of the seventh inning. Ryan Schumer, as mentioned, two saved opportunities. He's walked two, he struck out 13 entering the ballgame. They put the ball back in the glove of Ryan Schumer. To the bat here, top of the seventh inning, 3-2 ball game. First batter is going to step in. It's going to be the shortstop stepping into bat. Going to bat right here and get the leadoff hitter. The lead off this ball game, Jake Hooker was number 20. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, called strike. No balls, one strike. Count goes 0-1 to Jake Hooker. Here comes the pitch. To take his drive, going to go to center field, come in and catch it. Actually going to be made on a hop. Hop into the glove right there. Bren Robbins going to be a base hit off the bat of the one-hitter, Jake Hooker. Next batter going to step in. Mark Hamby. Mark Hamby wears number 7, plays the catcher position. Mark Hamby, .467 batting average. On base, .543. He's got 14 hits thus far this season, working from the stretch. Pickoff move, first base. Back safely, no tag. Head first slide by Hooker. Back to Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step in, peering in, looking at signals from Jackson Kane, working from the right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Working at first base, doing the base running, got himself a board base hit to center field. That's number 20, Jake Hooker. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer from a stretch, now the set position. Breaking pitch. Missed high. Crossed the dish a bit high above the zone. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Just step back in. Right-handed batter. Mark Hamby. Ryan Schumer in the set position. Taking off for second base is Jake. Jake Hooker. Throw to second base. Going to throw him out. Head first slide. Good throw by Jackson Kane. And Owen Munn puts the tag on. 2-1 count, one out. Top of the seventh inning. Stepping back in, Mark Hamby. Mark Hamby, the two-hitter for the Trailblazers. Step back in, working from the windup, Ryan Schumer. Foul tip. Going to get a piece of one of the catcher, maybe the umpire. Got a chest protector right there. Everybody's fine. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan Schumer back on the rubber, working from the windup. Peering in, looking at Stiglitz. Here comes the wind of the 2-2. Ground ball going to be fielded by third baseman. They throw across the diamond. They get the hood out. Second out. Well played right there on the diamond. It's Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner playing third base. Where's number 4? Ryan Elsner getting some varsity action tonight. So they're working on the diamond. This batter going to step in. Number 11, Seth Hogue. Seth Hogue, first baseman. Right-handed batter. Pitching from the windup, Ryan Schumer. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Hogue, Schumer. First pitch comes in. Strike call. Let it go by. Right at the bottom of the zone, count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Two outs, top of the seventh inning. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch, finished tight for a ball. Count goes 1-1, one strike. A step back in, right-handed batter, Seth Hogue. Seth Hogue takes first base. Here comes the righty versus the righty. Low for ball 2. Two balls, one strike. So Ryan Schumer walks around the rubber, steps back in, steps back on top. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the wind. Foul back to the screen. Count goes 2-2. 2-2 on the scoreboard. Fouls that one back to the screen. Two outs, top of the seventh inning. Bases empty. Jackson Kane. Remove Hooker from the base pads. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. Pull the left side and be fielded by Coach Estep. Coach Estep, Coach Estep. Still a coach. So they're working on the diamond. Count remains 2-2. A step back in. Seth Hogue. Ryan Schumer, here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, he'll pop, he'll fly one to center field. It's going to be called right there by Caden Minnick, right fielder, in the gap, makes the catch. So, University High School, leave no one on base. They come up with no runs. They got a hit in the half inning at the end of 6.5. University, 3. Central Catholic, 2. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is being made possible by Robbie Tindall Audio Sports Online, that's ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Robbie Kendall, Audio Sports Online, they bring the game to many folks. They also provide internet access audibly and visually. That's Audio Sports Online. Check their webpage. You'll find different opportunities to broadcast. You're going to check their webpage, audiosportsonline.net. So they're working there on the diamond, throwing around right there. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. At Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to make sure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Stepping in the back, she's in Bell. Turn to DHing for the night. Race the night pitching. Pitch comes in. Fastball misses away. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. TJ Bell, right-handed batter. Pitch comes in, he'll foul it. It's going to float. It's going to go out of play. Just out of play. Count goes one ball, one strike. 1-1 count, TJ Bell batting in the bottom of the seventh inning, a 3-2 ball game. Scoreboard is locked up 3-3 in the base hit department. We'll call it the hit department. Stepping back on the rubber, Grayson Knight, TJ Bell. Breaking pitch, finish low, got by the glove of Mark Hamby. Two balls, one strike. TJ Bell, right-handed batter, out of the box. Baseball inserted to the glove of Grayson Knight, working from the windup. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind and the pitch. He's going to take his drive to the center field mark. He's going to back him up. He's going to back him up to the warning track, make the catch at about the 360 mark in center field. Catch made there in center field by Thomas Price. Next batter in the lineup. Gonna be Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick wears number 20. Caden Minnick started this game pitching. He's in, finished the game up. He's, I should say he's in right field. Made a good catch in the top of the seventh. Here comes the first pitch. Breaking pitch, backdoor curveball in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. 0-1 count to Minnick. Here comes a wind from Knight. He's gonna foul one back out of play. No balls, two strikes. Caden Minnick, right here. Left-handed batter's box, taps the plate. Ball's made live, ball's in play. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes the wind. Pitch outside, reach back for some MPH. Threw it outside, a ball. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Grayson Knight. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 1-2. They're turning his back, going to get hit on the back side. Gets jogged down to first base, remove the batting gloves. Hand delivering a baseball to the pitcher. Home plate umpire. They put it in the glove of Grayson Knight. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 3. Stepping in, Jackson Kane, looking for signals. Caden Minnick at first base. Grayson Knight giving some instruction to his infielders on the right, I should say the left side. Working from a stretch. Jackson Kane, Grayson Knight. First pitch comes in there, strike called. Elected not to swing. No balls, one strike, looking at signals. Third base coach, Tim Bordenay. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Grayson Knight. Working out of the right-handed batter's box, Jackson Kane. going to take a drive. It's going to float in right field, just inside the first baseline. Picked up there, going to be a throw to third base. Sliding in, going to call him safe. Hayden Minnick, safe at third base. A nice play in right field. Good throw on a hop to third base by right fielder Jasper Owens. Jackson King takes second base on the throw. Jackson King going to remove his apparatuses. He's going to jog off the diamond. Run in, going to run for him. He's 23. Mason Batts. Nathan Batts going to go to second base. They'll jog over. Conversation around home plate. Tyler Fox, Coach Bordenay. Coach Bordenay taps him on the backside. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter, going to step in. Tyler Fox working on the stretch right there in the rubber is Grayson Knight. Now Tyler Fox steps in. Ball's in play. Runners at second and third base. One out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Right. Bottom of the zone. Strike called. Handy couldn't hold it. Strike called. A strike's a strike. No balls, one strike, one out. Peering in, looking at signals. Grayson Knight. Tyler Fox. Here comes the pitch. Gonna foul one back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball. Not much. A step back in the batter's box. Right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Stepping back in the rubber, Grayson Knight. Working out a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Looks at second base, out of set. Tyler Fox, Grayson Knight. Pitch comes in, low and away. One ball, two strikes, one out. Taps the plate, steps back in. That's Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at singles. Now out of the set is Grayson Knight. Here comes a 1-2. Right there, bottom of the zone. They go down looking. Two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. University High School going to relax a little bit, back to regular depth in the infield. Next batter in the lineup is going to step in. 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson going to step in. Left-handed batter. Pitching from the stretch, Grayson Knight. Runners at second and third base. Pitching from the set position. First pitch to Carter. Pitch comes in, strike called. Broke right there at the dish, right across the zone. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Step back in, Carter Johnson. Set position, Grayson Knight. Ground ball, infield. Going to go shortstop. Going to make a throw to first base. Going to make a good throw, and that'll finish the ball game. Jake Hooker throwing over to Seth Hogg for the third out in the inning. Final score, University High School, Trailblazers 3, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights 2. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention University High School Trailblazers. They're going to play again tomorrow night. That will be May the 11th, 5:30 p.m. The Trailblazers will be at Anderson Prep Academy. Next game for the Central Catholic Knights. Knights will be in action tomorrow night, May the 11th, 6 p.m. start time. Seeker Patriots will be at the Central Catholic Knights. Will be right here at Gordon Lenning Field. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. And I will mention, my wife back home does a fine job. Put Me in Sports. She makes it much simpler. Thank you for listening. No matter if you are home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.